appearance before the court. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Former President Trump has sat for deposition in a defamation lawsuit filed by a writer who accused him of rape.
Lawyers for E. Jean Carroll wouldn't comment on Trump's deposition other than to say they were pleased on behalf of their client. The magazine columnist claims the former president raped her during a chance encounter in a department store dressing room in the mid-1990s. Carroll sued Trump in 2019 for defamation after he said she was lying and that she's not his type. Lawyers for Trump successfully delayed the lawsuit while he was in office, but the judge won't allow further delays, saying Trump can't run the clock out. Carroll also plans to sue Trump under a New York state law that gives survivors a one-year window to sue over assaults they alleged happened long ago. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Embattled Los Angeles City Councilman Kevin DeLeon says he will not resign over leaked audio that revealed him taking part in a meeting where Latino city officials made crude racist remarks and plotted to expand their political power. DeLeon told Univision he is so sorry and wants to continue working on homelessness and other problems in his district. Former City Council President Nuri Martinez stepped down over the incident. President Biden awards billions of dollars in grants to select companies that will produce batteries for electric vehicles.
The president says the grants that hundreds applied for, but only 20 companies got, will process materials and make parts for batteries while bolstering the supply chain. The president says sales of electric vehicles have more than tripled since he took office. By the same token,
with more electric vehicle sales, the demand for batteries and the critical minerals that go into those batteries has grown and is going to continue to grow.
The president says the effort will cut into China's lead in making the EV component. He added Republicans have been critical, but some also want the project for their district.
Fox's Krenal Scott. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Cases of a rare but dangerous infection are growing after Hurricane Ian.
Flesh-eating bacteria cases are on the rise after Hurricane Ian, especially in parts hardest hit by the storm. The state health department reporting at least 65 cases of Vibrio vulnificus and 11 deaths this year compared to 34 cases and 10 deaths in all of 2021. Nearly half of this year's cases were in Lee County, where officials warned the post-hurricane environment could pose a danger from the deadly bacteria. Health officials say can enter the body through direct contact with an open wound and lead to skin breakdown, ulcers, and even death, though cases among healthy people are generally mild. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Authorities on New York's Long Island say they rescued nearly 300 rabbits, birds, and other animals from a home and have charged the owner, the author of a self-help book, with cruel confinement of animals. 51-year-old Karen Keyes of Miller Place, a social worker and author of a self-published book, faces multiple counts. The U.S. isn't the only country dealing with inflation.
Economic woes felt across Europe as costs continued to climb. Here in the U.K., food prices jumped nearly 15%, pushing the consumer price inflation back to more than 10%. Inflation here is currently at its highest in 40 years. Across the channel in France, thousands of workers took to the streets in strikes demanding higher pay because of inflation. The country's interior ministry says that more than 100,000 people marched on Tuesday in various French cities. In London, Alex Hogan, Fox News.
Genes that help people survive the Black Death likely make us more susceptible to certain diseases today. That's according to a study published in the journal Nature. The scientists found the same genetic variants that protected against the plague are associated with certain autoimmune disorders. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.